white perch, cork, cat, grunnel.
What? Grunnel?
A grunnel.
What's that like?
It's a long fish, all I know, got scales on them.
Mm-hmm. What about from the salt water? What kind of fish do they
have? I don't know nothing about salt water. See, ain't no salt water up here.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't been around them salt water to find out what kind of fish they has.
What about something that pearls grow in?
What?
Something that pearls grow in.
Pearls?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I don't know. They don't grow here.
Comes in a shell?
I know it, but they don't grow here.
Well, something that they get from the Gulf, but they sell it here. You can eat it raw.
I guess you're talking about a crab, ain't you?
No, something.
In a shell?
Uh-huh.
Oyster?
Okay, and if you want to go fishing, what might you dig up to go fishing with?
Oh, you'd have to dig bait.
Mm-hmm.
Earthworms. See, some that long.
Mm-hmm. What about a little fish you could use for bait?
We have minnows.
And this is something that you'd find in a creek. It's got claws on it and...
Crawfish.
And something that's got a hard shell on it. Could pull its head and legs into its shell.
Oh, turtle, a tarpon, either one.
What's the difference?
Well, they eat the turtle and then don't nobody eat tarpon.
Mm-hmm. Does a terrapin stay on land or water?
Yeah, they come to land. Sometimes you see them crawling out there, but you ain't seen that turtle crawling out there that a big old flow been out.
Mm-hmm. And something you hear making a croaking noise around the lake at night.
I guess it'd be a frog.
What do you call the big frog?
A pool frog.
And the little tiny ones?
Calling them little frogs, toady frogs, tree frogs.
Mm-hmm. And an insect that flies around the light and tries to fly into the light.
Cowfly, I guess.
And something that eats holes in your wool clothes.
They call them moles, a silverfish or something.
Uh-huh. You'd call that a...
silverfish.
Or a...
mole.
And an insect that's got a light in its tail.
Oh, they call that a lightning bug.
And an insect that bites you and makes you itch.
Mosquito.
And a tiny red insect that get on you.
Red bug.
And an insect that hops around in the grass.
A grasshopper.
You ever heard them called hoppergrass?
No, I call them grasshopper.
And say if you hadn't cleaned a room in a while, up in the ceiling, in the corner, you might find a...
spider webs.
What would you call it that if it's outside across a bush?
Outside?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, sometimes you see spider webs, cobwebs, call them in the house cobwebs. And outside they say spider web, but they're all the same.
Mm-hmm. And this is an insect that you see around a lake or a damp place. It's got a long, thin body. It's got two pairs of shiny wings and a hard beak. So it's supposed to eat mosquitoes and...
a spider?
No, it can fly.
Oh, I don't know.
Did you ever hear of a dragonfly or a snake doctor or a mosquito hawk?
I saw the mosquito hawk, but I ain't heard of snake doctor.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of insects will sting you?
Wasps. Bumblebee, hornet, yellow jackets, lots more, I don't know, but I know them.
Uh-huh. Talking about the wasp, if you were talking about several of those, you'd be talking about several.
Yes, black wasp, yellow wasp, and then a yellow jacket.
Uh-huh.
And,